Johnson Morning News on WSAU.
All right, fellas, let's go! My guest this morning, joining me from the Institute for Reforming Government, you had me at Reforming Government, of course, is Alex Ignatowski. He's the Director of State Budget and Government Reform, also a former member of Governor Walker's administration in a cabinet-level position with the Department of Financial Institutions. He is joining me on the program this morning to talk about a report about how we can do some reforming of our government here in Wisconsin. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on, Meg.
Absolutely. I'm delighted to have you on. So did you guys have Snowmageddon? Are you down in Madison area?
I am actually halfway between Milwaukee and Madison. I live in a nice small town named Exonia.
Oh.
But yeah, we certainly got a fair amount of sleet. It wasn't really snow. It was interesting trying to get the snowblower through it, but yeah, we're through it now.
All right, I'm sure
you guys got a lot more snow up there than we did down here.
Yeah, we survived another Snowmageddon, and of course, you know, add insult to injury, it's below zero here in central Wisconsin. So we can never win when it's a Wisconsin winter, but oh well. And you know, the number one question, of course, we all ask each other is, why do we live here?
For many reasons.
Well,
spring's right around the corner.
Yes, yes. Well, and I mean, we could ask that question sometimes of in observing our state government. Why do we live here? But your organization, Institute for Reforming Government, has some ideas about why we would want to stay in Wisconsin if some of your ideas are implemented in the legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started working on this report. We took the mindset of what would it take to bring Wisconsin state government into the 21st century, exactly how the title implies. We need to refocus government, you know, make it smaller, closer to the people it serves and regulates, and make it more responsive to the average Wisconsinite across the whole entire state, not just in Madison.
So I was going to make a joke about bringing Wisconsin into the 21st century. What century do you think we are currently in? I mean, not you personally, but what century do you think that Wisconsin, how outdated, I guess, are we in the way in which our government operates?
Yeah, so I would say that this issue is common across the country. Iowa right now is actually going through a major push to restructure their government, go from 37 cabinet agencies down to 16. Consolidating office space, getting rid of unused positions. In Wisconsin, our government was set up in 1848, obviously, when our state was created. Since then, we've had some reshuffles around the executive branch. The last major one, I would say, was in the 60s. Governor Thompson did a few things in the 90s. But we're definitely due for some major changes that would make government more efficient, but then ultimately more modern. One of the things that or perspectives that I tried to take in thinking about this was, if we were going to, start Wisconsin government brand new, say there was no government here, we were all given the responsibility of restarting government or creating a government structure, what would it look like? Rather than how do we fix what we got, what do we do to actually create a modern government?
So do you anticipate any bipartisan support on these ideas? Because, I mean, it seems to me the opposite side of the political aisle from where I am, it seems to me that they are very they're in tune with what's going on in the 21st century. However, to try to hang on to government agencies or the way in which government was originally organized in the 1800s, it seems to me, the 19th century, it seems to me that they would want to go along with it. Do you anticipate that there will be bipartisan support if these issues are taken up in the legislature?
Yeah, you know, I think that there is a fair amount of potential for bipartisan support. And one of the things that's out there right now is from the Evers administration, of all places, is actually called the Vision 2030 report. It's this obscure report that they put on their Department of Administration website that not too many people know about. But if you take a look on their website, it's on there. Some of the things that they call for is actually consolidating the office buildings that are in Madison themselves. into more remodeled buildings. They talk about using remote work. They talk about allowing for, or actually trying to hire folks outside of Madison. And I think they give a very minuscule number of about like 5 or 10%, you know, increase in hiring folks outstate. So I think that the idea has bipartisan support. What our report does is it kind of capitalizes on some of those ideas, but actually takes them to their full potential. So instead of, you know, trying to hire people from outstate and have them work remotely for agencies based in Madison, why don't we move some of these agencies out of Madison, move them outstate to the people that they serve and regulate?
You know, it makes sense to me. It makes sense, I would imagine, to most conservatives. However, unfortunately, my guess is that the left would, or Democrats would look at that as, then there's going to be more accountability, because those agencies that are serving those of us up here, anybody north of Highway 10, gosh, they don't look favorably upon us up here sometimes. And my concern is that they won't go along with it. But I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Can you talk about some of the of specific plans that you have, or some of the reforms that you are proposing in this report?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we've looked at is the Department of Natural Resources. So in our view, something like that needs to be split into two separate agencies. The functions are almost too big for such a big agency. There's over 1,000 employees, a massive billion-dollar budget. And what we write about in this report is taking the idea of hunting, fishing, wildlife, parks. You move that all north of Highway 29 somewhere, whether you combine it with the forestry office that was, that's another story there, but that was intended to be up there with all of its staff, or you take it and move it anywhere else in the state that has a greater connection to those different things. The other part of the Department of Natural Resources is its environmental regulation. That, if you look at, say, UW-Stevens Point, they have a College of Natural Resources. They do, they train up about 1,400 students in that program. Why not move that function of government to central Wisconsin, where you would have the workforce there? And then ultimately you would have the economic, think of the economic boom that you would have of putting that many middle-class, well-paying jobs that actually have very good health insurance coverage too, that would help out health systems around the state as well. Into some of those other parts of the state. Some of the other agencies that we looked at were the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, moving that somewhere into like the Fox Valley. The Fox Valley has a great workforce. They have all the amenities that any young worker would want. There's a number of different places you can move these agencies. Wisconsin is connected by the internet. You can do all these functions that you know, you don't need to have it all in a centralized one city 19th century idea of what government is anymore.
So do you have any bills drafted, or are you working with any of our legislators right now to get them to seize this opportunity?
Yeah, so we just released a report this week. We're hoping to, you know, get into the Capitol and talk with lawmakers, gauge their interest, and see if anybody be interested in moving forward with some of this. We know that there is interest. There is, you know, there'll be some organic groundswell within the Capitol, I think, to, you know, capitalize on some of these things. But, you know, in Madison, sometimes you never know what's going to happen. You never know what bills are going to move and what's going to slow down. But yes, we, you know, The short answer is yes. We're going to be getting into the Capitol and trying to get some of these ideas moving.
Well, I'm going to give you a little pro tip. We have a new state senator here in the, gosh, now I'm drawing a blank. It's either the 8th or 9th Senate District. I can't remember now. My senator, our senator here, Senator Corey Tomchek, and I think he covers north of 29. So this could quite possibly be something that he would champion. So that's my little tip anyway. I think he'd be very open to it, and he's the kind of guy that doesn't take no for an answer, particularly going up against the government. So Anything yeah. else you'd like to add to what you found in this report, and I guess the your confidence that we can actually see some of these really common sense changes in government?
Sure. So I think, I would just mention this. The Institute for Reform in Government is about trying to break some of these barriers that have been traditionally put in place. This report is just one of those things. We recently just saw the governor's budget come out where he wants to spend 17.5% more than he did last biennium, billions of dollars more, but he wanted to do it without fixing any of the problems. We want to go in there. We want to fix some of the problems. That's what this report gets to. This is a popular idea. I mentioned Iowa earlier. That's what they're doing there. But even Governor DeSantis from Florida, he recently made mention that the federal agencies, they should look at moving those out of D.C. Because when you move them out of D.C., it's not a quaint idea of let's just move it somewhere. You're moving it out of the environment that it's in. Madison, just like D.C., there's entrenched ideas and the same people that walk around the streets and walk the halls of the Capitol. It'd be good to kind of get some distance and some separation and get it closer to the people that are actually doing all the paying and working and living in Wisconsin, as opposed to just the people in Madison.
Okay, so I will tell you, Alex, I totally botched the state senate district. It's the 29th. I don't know why.
Yes.
29th state senate district, and Corey's no shrinking wallflower, so he'd be the one that would. I don't want to speak for him, but this sounds like it's right up his alley. So
I had a chance to meet him once. He seems like he is really on the ball and ready to get some stuff done in Madison.
Yeah,
so I will definitely take your advice.
Right, absolutely. With regard to the Department of Natural Resources and bringing some common sense up here where it's needed, it would be much appreciated. Well, Alex Ignatowski, who is, again, the Director of State Budget and Government Relations for Institute for Reforming Government, thanks for all that you're doing. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back and update me on this and any other projects you're working on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to.
Okay, well, have a great day. Nice to chat with you. I'm going to go to a break. I'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.